It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some delinquent renters in Colorado could be evicted next month as courts reopen and the state's temporary ban on evictions expires this week. But state lawmakers are working to extend protections against evictions and foreclosures. Here's Democratic State Senator Julie Gonzalez.
The ball is now in our court for us to respond and say what will be our policy decisions moving forward to protect both residential renters and also small businesses.
Gonzalez is urging the governor to extend the eviction ban. The state legislature is back in session. CPR's Benta Berkland reports majority Democrats plan to introduce new bills to try to address the pandemic.
They want to expand unemployment insurance benefits, require companies to let workers accrue a minimum of 48 hours of sick leave, and add whistleblower protections if employees complain of unsafe work conditions.
A legislative committee has advanced a bill that would require nicotine retailers to get a state license and raise the age to buy nicotine to 21. Colorado has high youth vaping rates. The proposal also lays out penalties for retailers who sell the products to minors. Manitou Springs is considering a paid reservation system for its popular and temporarily closed Incline hiking trail. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Trying to do something about overcrowding at the Incline has been a topic of discussion in Manitou Springs for a decade now, and the idea of an online reservation system predates the COVID-19 pandemic. But city staff say the coronavirus closure provides an opportunity to more seriously consider implementing such a system to expedite a safe reopening. The proposal suggests a $5 to $10 fee to use the Incline and allowing between 25 and 49 hikers on the trail an hour during the state's current safer-at-home coronavirus guidelines. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Pueblo, applications are open again for emergency small business loans and grants. The city has more than $5 million to give out, fueled by a new half-cent sales tax. The second round of applications closes June 5th. The first round drew more than 500 applicants. In Pueblo, it's sunny skies and highs today in the 80s, then getting warmer toward the weekend. Close to 80 around Denver and Colorado Springs today and a bit cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.